What a beautiful introduction and beautiful song. So it reminded me that there's so many creation stories that are sung in song, and creation stories that are surrounded by music. Like in Hindu culture, they believe that the syllable Om gave birth to the whole universe. Just in one sound came everything. So sound has been interwoven in culture, in folklore, in creation stories, dating back even, 150,000 years ago. And when you think about shamanic drumming, like Aboriginal drumming, then we're dating back 40,000 years ago. So as long as we can find in recorded history, we've been using sound and voice, especially. That's what I loved so much about these, when we were doing these conversations. I loved all the songs and how important that is for everyone here. It's the singing. So just the sound of your own voice can create so much healing within yourself. So our ancient medicine, right, of the Greeks, so dating back to 600 BC with Pythagoras, right, who did the Pythagorean theorem, he also was the first recorded person to prescribe music specifically for certain ailments. So you would get your musical prescription. So for example, if you had, and Hippocrates also, the Hippocratic Oath, right, the father of medicine, also believed in using sound as healing. And so they're both of their theories are the same, and they felt like illness was disharmony in the body, and in creating harmony through music, you could also shift things and reharmonize your health. And what I liked about the Hippocrates application, so for gout, it was a combination of flute and harp. And so nowadays we have like tuning forks that you can put like on different acupressure points, and you can come up afterward and feel this. It's just a really interesting form of vibration, and our bodies are completely made of water pretty much. We're like giant sacks of water walking around talking to each other. And so when you've seen how water can vibrate with sound and vibration, you can imagine that what's happening when you're receiving these sounds is also affecting you on a very deep level of your body. Something else that I thought was interesting when I was doing some research for you guys, I had to rebone up on my research. I'm in Berkeley. So Aristotle claims that in sum, the effects of religious melodies, like we were just singing, thrills the soul and resembles those who have undergone medical treatment and medical and mental catharsis. So mental catharsis kind of sounds scary in modern day, but back then it meant release of emotions. So they would actually do that. So part of his holistic healing was medicine, right? Medical application through observation, but also music and theater. So some of the prescriptions would be to go watch a very sad play so you could release all of your sadness, or to hear certain types of music. And I just thought, and there was also quiet rooms where you would go and rest and visualize yourself feeling better. So, I mean, this is like, it's almost like we're coming back to these ancient practices now through modern times. And, I had to find my own musical prescription myself for my own ailments. So how I got into this is a very sad story. My dad was bipolar, and he was taken off his medication, and he became manic and schizophrenic for 7 years. So he was a graduate of MIT. He was an engineer for Hewlett-Packard for 35 years. Very intelligent man. Got into the Swiss Institute of Technology for his master's degree. Was always doing little experiments with plants. So really, really interesting man. But sadly, he got sick, and 7 years later, after, mental institutions, jail, you name it, homelessness, that was my dad. And it was just really hard on me. I mean, even when I think about it right now, I get like a little teary-eyed. he passed away in a couple weeks, and maybe it's just like the love of your fellowship. It's overcoming me. So during that time, I just found myself in a very dark place, and I tried acupuncture, I tried talk therapy, I tried a lot of different types of therapies, but sometimes you're just in such a deep hole, it's really hard to get out. It's really hard to, it's just too deep, it's too dark. And everything kind of required a lot of energy, like going to acupuncture meant getting in my car and driving and making an appointment and showing up for the appointment. And many times I didn't have that energy. So one day I walk into a yoga class just out of the blue, and this person plays a quartz crystal bowl. And I didn't even know what it was. All I knew is that when I felt it in my body, I was a dancer when I was younger. I've always loved music and sound. It just felt like a yes, like this could maybe help. And I was like, this sounds crazy. This is like this weird white bowl, and I'm going to go home and play it. So I went and I ordered three, and I just started self-healing. So I just, and, you know, what I found was, you know, I mentioned that quiet room. I think what I was able to create in myself was a quiet room, like a quiet space that was a little bit away from everything that was happening to my father, everything that was happening in my life. And it was in that sort of space I could feel a sense of peacefulness. I could feel inner resiliency. I could feel even joy. You know, like I started this 4 years ago, and right as I started this full time and I moved to the Bay Area, my dad was dying. And I still could feel like so much joy inside of me. So everyone's trying to find what's going to create their own peace, what's going to create goodness for themselves that they can then share with others. And this is just one form of many that we could all be, you know, if we were to go back to Greek times, we could choose art, we could choose theater, we could choose song, we could choose walking in nature, we could choose quiet time in a room, even dream journaling. They encourage dream journaling. So there's poetry. I mean, there's just so many art forms. So the quartz crystal bowl is one aspect, and they've been doing some studies on these bowls, and what they find is the oscillation of the sound wave. So it has a peak and a valley, and it's organic. So as they're heated to 3,000, 4,000 degrees, and then as they cool, they become a note. So I can't just say, I want to order a C-sharp 10-inch. It's that this bowl, under these specific, whatever conditions it was under, cooled to a C-sharp. So as it's cooling, you can imagine, if it's going to hit the direct note that's on that piano, it is very slim chance, because there's a lot of variation in sound. So what's really special about these bowls is they're unique sounds. And our brain has no association to music with them. It's just pure sound. And as I combine them, they may not create mathematically or with musical theory, I should be creating a harmony, but sometimes it doesn't work at all because one's too sharp and one's too flat. So it's very interesting. So your brain has no association, and that they wonder, there's some research, really growing, emerging research, which is so beautiful, that the oscillation of the wave creates these different, like slows down your brain waves actually to these very deep, slow frequencies. So normally with a sound meditation, everyone will be laying down. And so you can imagine I play for about 5 minutes and someone is snoring. It's amazing. One of the emerging research is sound as sleep therapy. We can't always associate science. Science doesn't always keep up with soul healing, right? It's not always going to be in congruence. But there's something here that's been here a very long time. I also have today the ocean wave drum. So some of these other instruments are just sort of fun additions to sound and interesting. So the original, before the crystal bowls, these were created in the 1980s when they started working on computers and creating little quartz crystals inside of computers, computer chips. That's when they started to realize, and this is kind of the original, and this is my original bowl from 2008. And that's a longer story. So I walked away from sound healing for a couple years, and then I suffered anxiety and depression, and I came back to it. Okay. So, but this was sort of the origin of some of the idea around ritual and ceremony with sound. And it's so nice to not have to say anything, to feel something, right? Talkless therapy. Doesn't that sound delightful? So I will be doing more talkless therapy for an extended period of time when we do our healing meditation, healing ritual. I'll be playing the bowls, and you can lay back, and I won't be saying anything, so just, you know, close your eyes and breathe in, breathe out, just like the song. You can even breathe in love and kindness. Visualize. Give yourself a rejuvenating moment in your body. Sometimes it can help to just put your hands on your body and just feel the sounds and how they're passing through. Hopefully none of you will fall asleep sitting up, but you have a neighbor to tap you in case you do. But anyway, yes, so I'm excited to give you a larger dose of sound coming up.